Christ. We will inherit heaven. We have a home in heaven because of Jesus Christ, our Savior. If you don't know Jesus Christ as Savior, today is the day of salvation. You need to get saved. But for those of us who know Jesus Christ as Savior, we have so many blessings in God. And one of those is that we have the privilege of coming before God and praying, of asking God. So tonight in this passage, we see that we can ask God two different things. We can ask God for anything according to His will. Ask Him for anything according to His will. Verse 14, and this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He what? Heareth us. What a blessing. The God of all creation, we can all be praying here in our own houses or whatever, and God hears all of us, let alone everybody around the world. Now, maybe you haven't, but I have been to some churches where at the beginning of a service or sometime in the service, a ton of the people, if not most of the people, come forward and they all pray out loud. And so that is a different experience when they're all praying out loud and you're hearing all sorts of voices. But God can differentiate between all of them and knows exactly what's being prayed. Because we have a great God who cares. A great God who we can trust. And that we can talk with Him and commune with Him. He says, and this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. Ask God for anything according to His will. Not according to what we want, unless we want what God wants. In fact, God says that when we're saved, He gives us the desires of our hearts. He works in us and gives us the desires. Not just gives us what those things are that we want, but He gives us the actual desires of our heart. Philippians chapter 2. Turn back there real quick, if you will. Philippians chapter 2. Verse 13. Paul, he says, for it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. God works in us to give us the desire to please Him. Do you think that if you and I were to pray and ask God to help us obey Him, that He would hear that prayer? He sure would. But sometimes we just don't ask. We know what's expected. Some of these how do I questions. The first one, how do I live like a Christian? A couple Sundays ago. Well, we talked through some of those truths. Well, then I just need to ask God, God, would you help me? Because I'm struggling living like a Christian. Or the how do I want to go to church? God, would you help me? Because I don't want to go to church. But I know I need to. And I know I want to. But I just don't feel like wanting to right now. Would you help? Do you think God would answer that prayer? Yeah. This morning, as we talked about, how do I walk in the Spirit? Does God want us to walk in the Spirit? God, I know I'm struggling and I'm tempted with these sins. Would you help me? I can ask God for anything according to His will. And I have confidence. I can be confident that He will hear. Why? Because I'm His child. Not based on anything I've done, but as we talked about this morning, being spiritually changed. I am confident that I'm His child. I'm confident that He'll hear me. Now, we know that if we regard iniquity in our hearts, He won't hear us. Though if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. By the way, who wrote what I just quoted? John, where at? In which epistle? First, the one we're in right now. So again, we're taking all of this into context, right? The Bible, we understand it in context. Context is our key to understanding. So here he's saying we can ask God anything according to His will. So we go back to 1 John 1:9, and if we confess our sins, is that according to God's will? It sure is. Then I'm confident He hears me. You ever pray and you're just like, man, I don't even think God's hearing me. It feels like my prayers are not even heard. Well, but you know what? They can be. We can be made right with God, and we'll talk about that in a second, but ask God for anything according to His will, and I can be confident that He'll hear me. This is for saved individuals. This is for unsaved individuals who get saved. The prayer of salvation, God, I need you. How about the thief on the cross? Did God hear him? He sure did. Now, God heard the other one mocking him. But the one prayed for salvation. And Jesus said, today they'll be with me in paradise. This is for saved individuals who are right with God. Not regarding iniquity in our heart, not hiding our iniquity. When we celebrate the Lord's table, or communion, sometimes we call it, we often will pray. One of the deacons will pray, and then we'll pass out the elements, the bread or the juice. And then I often will read scripture. Well, then we often end up with a little bit of time right between the scripture reading and before everything is set, before we partake in remembrance of Jesus Christ. What a great opportunity for us to pray, God. There's something in my life I need to take care of with you. Or God, man, would you help me in this area? Man, dealing with God. Or God, thank you for all that you've done. When one of the men pray before they pass out the elements, praying along with them, God hears our prayer. I can be confident that he hears me as a saved individual who's right with him. Once again, verse 14, and this is the confidence that we have in who? In him. It's not that I pray to earn salvation. I'm confident that he listens because it's all about him anyway. I don't have salvation based on me. It's only on God. So when I pray this week, God hears. You know, shouldn't that even be a motivation to pray? Have you ever talked to someone and you stopped and you asked, are you listening? Right? Or maybe parents, you took your child's face and said, look at me, I'm talking to you. Or maybe you told your child something and you said, now repeat what I just said so I know you're accountable. And so you know you're accountable. Because how often do they say, well, I didn't hear you, Mom. I didn't hear you, Dad. Well, God always hears. That should motivate us to pray. God's going to hear me when I pray to him this week. Not just when I'm in trouble, but when things seem to be going okay. God's going to hear me. That's a motivating factor for prayer. I am confident that he will hear me. Turn back to Psalm 66, if you will. Again, in the book of Psalms, we see so many times seeking God, crying out to God. Psalm 66, verse 17. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily, God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. God hears. And the psalmist was confident of this. Wow. He said, if I regard iniquity, God won't hear me. But God has heard me. What's he saying? I've not regarded iniquity. Did that mean he never sinned? No, even the Apostle John, as he's writing here this epistle, 1 John, he's not saying you never sin, but you don't live that lifestyle of sin, that habitual sin, the sin you struggle with. You are striving for victory and you're wanting God's help. So if you ask him, will he help you? Yes, you can be confident that he'll hear. But so often we just don't ask because we get too busy. Right? I know I need to change. You ever been there? I know I need to change this aspect of my life. God has challenged me. I've got to change this. 2 weeks later, God has challenged me. I want to change this. A month later, God, I really want to change this. But we don't take time, maybe at church when we're convicted about it or in our devotions, we'll pray, God, would you help me? But beyond that, we just kind of forget. And we get so busy in life that we don't ask God according to his will. He promises to hear us, so let's ask him. 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3, again, we see the reality. We can ask him. We can talk with God and be confident that he'll hear us. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him speak peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous and his ears are what? Open unto their prayers. For the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. I can be confident that God will hear me. Now, if I refuse to acknowledge the sin in my life, that people continue to point out, that God continues to point out, but I won't deal with it. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. We just saw that in Psalm 66. But it's God's will that we take care of it. So what if after 2 weeks I pray again, God, would you help me? I know I want you to change this area of my life. Would you forgive me and help me? Will he hear that? What if we do it a month later again? God, I haven't given this up and I'm striving. God, I really want to. Will he hear it again? Would you forgive? He will. He tells us to forgive 7 times 70. He hears us when we pray. If I confess my sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin. I am confident he will hear me when I ask according to his will. I can be confident that he will answer me. Not just that he'll hear me, but that he'll answer me. Here we go. Verse number 15. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Again, remember, this is according to his what? Will. Oh, I wanted a brand new Maserati or whatever it may be that you want. Man, I got to have, God, would you give me this? Poof. He's not that magic genie because it's not always God's will for me to have that brand new Maserati. It's not always God's will for me to have that latest toy. It's not all, whatever it may be that I want to consume on my own lust, James reminds us. But asking according to his will, he will hear, and I'm confident that he will answer. God, would you help me to walk in the Spirit? Will he answer that prayer request? He sure will. But then he expects us to yield. We talked about that, the aspect of yielding this morning to him. I can and I should yield to God. So I can be confident that he will answer me. He will grant requests that are according to his will. Evangelist John Getch said, sometimes God's no to our prayers turns out to be a greater yes. Sometimes God's no to our prayers turns out to be a greater yes. For instance, 2.5 years ago, where do you think I was praying that I could move to? Okay, you all know that. So did God's no turn out to be a greater yes? I'm convinced it did. Man, I love LA. I love the city yet. But you know what? There's nothing like Munich. And I mean that. I am so glad God called me here. His no to Los Angeles turned out to be a way greater yes. And that's how we have to look at when God answers no. If I pray according to his will. Man, even as I look back at that time, I've gone through times of questioning. Okay, God, so when I resigned my ministry in Muskegon, was that not according to your will? Because then I traveled for 17 months with my family and you closed the door. And was that not according to your will? Well, I'm convinced God led us all the way. I mean, we saw so many things, God leading us away from Muskegon. We saw so many things, God leading us towards Los Angeles. And then we saw so many things, God closing that door. Okay, God, what are you going to do? God closing the door, not for another ministry opportunity, but so I could work for McDonald's? I mean, I like McDonald's. Not anymore. But I like McDonald's. But that, I mean, whoa, what a change. This is what I wanted. No. But God's no turned out to be a greater yes. When I pray according to his will, that changes my perspective. You know, I could have gotten bitter and upset and angry. God, I traveled for 17 months with my family and we lived in a 28-foot motorhome and we traveled the country and we went church after like 80 churches. And God, why would you close the door now and forget it? People have done that. But when we ask according to his will, he does answer. And he gives us the desires that he wants us to have. It was incredible because when God began working in my heart about closing the door for Los Angeles, he was changing my desires for deputation. Deputation is always a difficult time. We have missions conference coming up. The rights are on furlough. And Brother Nate, he's got some physical things going on. It can be a difficult time. And the stress that goes about traveling the country. But you know, God had called us to it, so you know what? I was committed to it. It's like, God, you are going to have to change my heart if you want me to close this, if you're closing this door. And a few months later, I found myself praying, God, if you want me to continue on deputation, you're going to have to change my heart because I don't want to. And then it's like, God gave me the desires he wanted me to have. The way he was working those months ago, he did it. So I'm going to just take and obey. And that's why we could, the Saturday before Christmas, 2015, make that final decision to say, God has closed this door. I don't know what we're doing.
and why we could do it in peace. It was an emotional time, but we were convinced it was God because we ask according to His will. He heard and He answered. We can be confident that God will hear us and answer us when we pray. Aren't you thankful for that? It doesn't matter what difficult times may come, what easy times will come. You can ask God according to His will. He will hear you. He will answer you. Teens, when you ask God, God, what do you want me to do in life? I am willing to obey you whatever it is. Do you think God will answer? He sure will. Man, God's got an incredible plan. Whether you're a senior, a junior, or a 10th grader, or on down. Man, it is coming up. God has a plan for your life. Not just what He wants you to do if He wants you to go to college or go to work somewhere, but if He wants you to get married and who it is and when it is, and His timing is perfect. He will lead if you ask according to His what? Will. Let's just trust and obey. It's not always easy, but I can ask God anything according to His will and be confident that He will hear and He will answer. Psalm 37, 4 and 5. What does it take? Delighting in His Word. John 15, verse 7. What does it require? Abiding in Him. James 4, verse 3. Don't ask amiss to consume it on my own lusts. You ever found yourself playing a game with someone, a board game or something, or maybe Uno? God, would you just give me this blue one? Anybody else? You play in a game? Okay, good. Thank you. I'm glad, guys. I'm glad I'm not the only one like that, right? I mean, but why do we? Those are kind of selfish. God, I want to win. So, and sometimes God allows us to get what we needed for that card game. But those are goofy little things. But the reality is, God wants us to ask not to consume on our lusts, but according to His what? Will. Do you know what God's will is for you tomorrow? 3 years ago, when I resigned from Muskegon, I had no clue I'd be back in Michigan at all. But as I prayed according to His will, He made His will very clear and plain. And I know God's going to continue doing that in my life and in your life. God wants us to ask according to His will. He wants what is best for me. During the days of Hudson Taylor, the China Inland Mission established a boarding school in China so that young boys could come, young men could come and train and receive the education, both secular so they could learn in life, but also then so that they could learn to the spiritual matters and how they could go on investing. This was headed by a Mr. Lee, a conscientious worker. His hard work came to the notice, the attention of the Standard Oil Company, which they offered him a position that was beyond anything he was earning financially there. And at first he said, okay, God, I'll do it. And he went, he told them, hey, I'll do it. Well, as he continued investigating this, they finally said, but you have to work on Sundays. He begins to pray, God, what do I do? This is your day. I mean, and they're requiring this, and yet this is about you. And he prayed. Did God answer his prayer? Yes, he was asking God specifically according to God's will. And God heard him, and God answered him. Not written out in the clouds in the sky. Don't take this job. But according to his heart and according to the word of God. He didn't let his heart decide. But God directed him. He was spiritually led. Why? Because he yielded according to the word of God and listened to God speak through his word and his heart. No, I can't do that. Because God's the priority. When we ask according to God's will, God sometimes changes our desires, going a different direction. But God's will is always best. When we ask for victory over temptation, God will hear me and answer. When we ask for strength to go on and obey, God will always hear and answer. Ask God according to His will. And number two, ask God for sinners to be made right with Him. Verse 15 again, and if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death, I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is what? Sin. And there is a sin not unto death. Now tonight we're not going to get into the what is the sin unto death and the reality of that. But what we see from this passage is that I can ask God for sinners to be made right with Him. And you know who's the first sinner that needs to be made right with Him? Who? Thank you, me. That's right. I am. As the Apostle Paul said, he was chief of sinners. Don't we all say that? Does God hear us when there's the we ask the request for sinners to be made right with Him? He sure does. Live with a constant awareness of God. Again, what does he say in verse 14? And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. Is it God's will that sinners be made right with God? Now specifically, he's dealing with a brother here. But Peter reminds us that God is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Do you think that if I pray for people to get saved, God will hear that prayer? He will. Sometimes I just don't take the time to ask. I might ask at church, or I might ask every once in a while, but do I really ask, God, would you use me to see someone get saved? That opens up our eyes to that constant awareness of God that, wow, God would use me. And looking for those opportunities. God, would you use our church to see someone get saved this fall? God, would you use these events of this last week with all the relationships that we were able to some connect or reconnect with, some that we were able to build, so that someone would get saved? That's our... Man, I had fun at the carnival. But we didn't just have fun to have fun. We didn't just give away candy because we love giving away candy. We did these things to build relationships so that sinners can be made right with God. So let's pray. Pray, would you, as we send out letters in the next week or two to these people as we make contacts with some that came out to the concert that we were able to get some contacts back from, with some that came out to the carnival. There's reasons we have release forms for safety and liability, but there are also contacts that we are going to go back to and contact. We want our community to know the truth about Jesus, because ye shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. When we ask for sinners to be made right, God hears and He answers. I can be confident that I can live with that constant awareness that God is here and He wants sinners to be made right with Him. Psalm 139, in my own life, I can't run from God if I am constantly aware of His presence. It makes a difference in the way that I live. Psalm 139, verses 1 through 13, I won't read the whole passage, but you might be familiar with this passage. The psalmist here in this passage is saying, whither can I run from Thy presence or flee from You, God? He says, Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down-sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid Thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from Thy Spirit, or whither shall I flee from Thy presence? And he continues on. But the reality of that is, if I live with that constant awareness of God, that it changes my whole focus on my own sin. He says, lo, there's not even a word from my tongue that You haven't heard. Kids, wouldn't that change the way we talk to our siblings? Adults, wouldn't that change the way we talk to our peers sometimes? Wow. God hears everything. He sees everything. God, would You help me? Because I struggle with my tongue, will God help you? Yes or no? He sure will. So let's ask. Ask according to His will. Ask for sinners to be made right with Him. And the life of a brother. Matthew chapter 7, verses 3 and 4. We see the truth that, yeah, I can see sin in other people's life. Can you see sin in other people's life? Now, sometimes we look at their sin a lot closer than we look at ours. And that's the truth that Jesus is getting across here in Matthew chapter 7. That we can look at their sin, but whoa, I need to look at my own first. Matthew chapter 7, verses 3 and 4. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Whoa. So the reality that, man, sometimes it's easier to see a sliver in someone else than it is to see the telephone pole in our own. Right? Because it's so much easier. It feels a lot better to tell someone, man, do you know what you're doing? When that pressure comes on us, we what? Shift the blame. Well, the reality is, if we ask God to help us to acknowledge our sin, He will. Sometimes as parents, we can look at this and we look at our kids and say, if you'd only admit you're wrong, you wouldn't have to hear this conversation for the 100th time. Right? Anybody else know what I'm talking about? Right? Okay, and Katira says, yes, Dad, I know. But the reality is, if we would only admit we're wrong, we wouldn't have to keep dealing with that sin. God, would you help me? God, I'm struggling with this, and I need your help. God will hear us. He wants to make us right with Him. Live with that constant awareness of God. Live with the constant desire for righteousness. Back to 1 John chapter 5. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. Verse 18, for we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. Again, not that he never sins, but that's not the mode of his life, walking in sin again and again and again. But God pricks the heart and wanting to deal with it. But it's important for us to pray that for other people, just like John is reminding them here. Pray for your brother. Do you know someone who, man, they say they're saved, but you can see, man, there's some sin that's just tripping them and they're struggling with? Let's pray for them this week. Ask God for sinners to be made right. Will God hear? Can you be confident of that? Yes. Now, He always answers. Sometimes it's by putting other conviction in their life. Sometimes it's by putting things in their life to draw them to Him. But sometimes they don't listen, just like sometimes we don't listen. God always answers, but they have to acknowledge that too. Let's pray. So this week as we go through life, tomorrow, let's pray. What are two things we can pray for? I can ask anything according to His what? Will. And I can ask for sinners to be made right with Him. So, who are you going to pray for this week? First off, you should pray for who? Me. Me. Pray for me, okay? I need your prayers. But we all need to pray for me. Myself. God help me. Man, I'm struggling. I want to live for you. And I want to do what you tell me to do. But I struggle when it comes to that peer pressure thing at school. Man, I struggle when I'm away from godly influences in my life. I struggle when something doesn't go my way and it gets under my skin and I'm just going to let them have it. I struggle with that fear because I don't know how I'm going to make it through this situation. I struggle with being overwhelmed and feel like I'm drowning. Ask, and ye shall receive. Ask according to His will. He hears and He answers. And let's ask for sinners to be made right with Him. Who does God want you to pray for this week? You already know yourself and your family members. We get that. We need to pray for each other. But is there a specific person that God wants you to pray for to be made right with Him? Now, again, we're talking, yes, people that need to be saved. But remember this passage, a brother. Is there someone that you can look back at your life that you know? Maybe it's someone from years gone by. Maybe it's someone recently that you know you need to pray for God, would you work in so-and-so's heart this week? And just pray that God would convict them and challenge them and change them. He will hear and He will answer.